thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
Want your mama?
I feel my mama!
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
Would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Cabo, wonderful viewers. That is welcome in Yoruba, one of the official languages of Nigeria and spoken by around 22 million people throughout the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Saudi Arabian-based Organization of Islamic Conference plans to construct new villages in Sudan. In environmental news, Lipton Tea joins with National Geographic to encourage sustainable practices. In animal welfare news, members of Norwegian Parliament vote almost unanimously to enhance animal well-being. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July the 5th, is the Independence Day of three countries. Algeria in northern Africa, adjacent to the Mediterranean Sea, attained its sovereignty in 1962. It is the second largest country on the continent. Tassili Niger, a vast desert landscape, is one of the world's most significant locations of prehistoric cave art. It is one of several of Algeria's United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO's, World Heritage Sites. Cape Verde gained its autonomy in 1975 on this day. Situated west of Senegal in Western Africa, Cape Verde is a group of 10 islands and 5 islets, surrounded by the North Atlantic Ocean. The islands are all volcanic and most of them are mountainous. Verdean Miss Cesaria Evora is a globally acclaimed singer of the traditional music of the nation called Morna. Venezuela achieved its self-rule on this day in 1811. It is located in northern South America between Guyana and Colombia. The scenic Canema National Park, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, extends over 3 million hectares in southeast Venezuela, and much of it contains spectacular waterfalls and unique Table Mountain formations. May the citizens of Algeria, Cape Verde, and Venezuela have a marvelous Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Monsoon rains bring floods to India and Bangladesh. In the early days of the monsoon season, at least 35 people, including 8 children, lost their lives after they were struck by lightning in the northeastern states of Bihar and Jharkhand. Downpours that began on Wednesday, July 1, have since flooded the homes of approximately 300,000 people in nearby Assam state.
Breaches in the embankments of major rivers, including the rising Brahmaputra River, have caused flooding across 200 villages as well as drowning some 100,000 people on Marjali, a large island in the river. In neighbouring Bangladesh, at least 6 people have perished in landslides, as approximately 500,000 have been left stranded in their homes by the flooding of the same rivers that flow through northeastern India. Paramilitary disaster response teams have been dispatched in India with boats and emergency supplies to assist the afflicted, with the Assam state government also providing food and medical aid. With many tears of sorrow for the suffering people, Supreme Master Ching Hai quickly pledged $30,000 for emergency needs, requesting our association's members nearby to please work together to assist the afflicted. The donation amount could purchase approximately $656,000 in materials if obtained in the United States, based on the general cost of living in India and Bangladesh.
Our heartfelt thanks, paramilitary emergency rescue teams and government personnel, for your immediate aid to the flood affected.
We are also grateful for Supreme Master Chinga's love and timely help to those in need. We send our sympathies for those who have perished and pray for the safety of the Indian and Bangladeshi people as they work to recover the normalcy of their day-to-day lives.
May such calamities as these lessen as we work to adopt more compassionate and earth-friendly ways.
England suffers heatwave while Ireland receives massive rains. Throughout this past week in England, ambulance crews were called out to treat patients with various breathing problems and fainting spells due to temperatures that soared close to 31 degrees Celsius. Although there was no reported loss of human life, 2 German Shepherd police dogs succumbed to overheating when they were left in a parked car outside police headquarters.
Meanwhile, Dublin, Ireland was deluged with the equivalent of 3 weeks of rain falling in just 2 hours. Roads were flooded, many people needed to be evacuated or rescued from their homes, and a roof collapsed at Mater Hospital, leading to 25 patients needing to be moved. Lord Mayor Emma Costello stated, "This is the second time within the space of 12 months that Dublin experienced this type of flooding, and it is clear that this is as a direct consequence of climate change."
"We are saddened to hear of the precious canine's lives lost. Our prayers for the protection of all those affected by both the heat and the rains. May we awaken to act quickly in protecting our shared planetary home." Supreme Master Ching Hai expresses so much sorrow upon hearing these tragic news.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu update and factory farm connection. About 90,000 cases of the swine flu have been confirmed across approximately 122 countries, with the first ever case being diagnosed in Syria. More than 380 people have lost their lives to the virus, three of which were the first fatalities for New Zealand. With over 5,000 cases confirmed, and sometimes hundreds of new afflictions that appear overnight, Australia has the highest number of people stricken in the Asia-Pacific region, along with 9 swine flu-related deaths. Also of concern are countries in the Southern Hemisphere, where the flu season has just set in, such as Argentina, with at least 52 who have perished, and an estimated 100,000 who have contracted swine or seasonal flu, according to newly appointed Minister of Health, Juan Luis Mansur. In addition, Chile has had 15 fatalities, with approximately 7,400 cases confirmed. US-based Huffington Post articles by Deirdre Immers and Nicolette Hahn-Nimmen highlighted the need for more government and media attention to swine flu's suspected origin in industrial-scale animal farms.
In her June 15 story titled Reaping What We Sow, How Industrial Animal Farming is Contributing to the Risk of a Swine Flu Pandemic, Ms. Nimmen wrote, "This pandemic reminds us that the current method of raising farm animals is fraught with risks to human health. As part of its efforts to mitigate the risk of a catastrophic flu pandemic, Congress should adopt a national moratorium on industrial animal operations." Ms. Emus also urged for investigations into what she called these toxic disease breeding grounds.
Thank you, caring journalists, Ms. Emus and Ms. Nimmen, for helping bring a greater awareness of the real pandemic risks we face today. We also pray for the swine flu patients and loved ones, and send our sympathies for those who have been lost as victims of today's animal raising system. May we hasten to prevent a worse situation by ending all livestock raising practices and choosing health and happiness through the organic vegan diet.
Pizza restaurant sales soar with vegan offerings. 1 month after eliminating veal from the menu and switching to pizza toppings with a Daiya Foods cassava-based vegan cheese, along with vegetarian ham, sausage and pepperoni, Cruiser Pizza saw sales increase by a remarkable 63%. Mr. Sam Calaf, owner of the Los Angeles, California, USA restaurant, eliminated veal from the menu at the request of Farm Animal Sanctuary. His success inspired the upscale restaurant next door, Desert Rose, to transform one-third of its menu to vegan offerings as well. And Mr. Calaf said the popularity of the pizza toppings encouraged him to add vegan calzones, macaroni and cheese, spaghetti and meatballs, and lasagna to the menu. Bravo and congratulations, Mr. Calaf and Cruiser Pizza staff. We admire your courage and leadership in making these transitions and inspiring other restaurants to do the same. Our gratitude also for the Compassionate Farm Animal Sanctuary and all the vegan food companies designing delicious meat and cheese substitutes to make these options possible. We look forward to the day that such delectable plant-based treats are enjoyed by people worldwide.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu,
Ebola Reston virus,
cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children, antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus,
blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow's disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk,
pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer, colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually.
In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese.
Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies. Deforests the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Causes world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Supreme Master Television expands cable broadcast in Mongolia. The constructive TV channel reaching all regions of the world has just become a little more global. In the northern Mongolian province of Salangay, Supreme Master Television can now be viewed by an additional 30,000 people in the capital city of Sulkbata on Minyi Mongol's Channel 30. Approximately 50,000 Darkan All Province viewers can also now watch Supreme Master Television via Darkan Broadcasting System's Channel 8, while another 50,000 viewers can tune in through Lakar Cable TV on Channel 14. Minyi Mongol, Darkan Broadcasting System, and Lakar Cable TV for helping bring this constructive programming to wider audiences throughout Mongolia. Our special thanks to Supreme Master Ching Hai and her constant inspiration and guidance over the channel's past 3 years. wishing all audiences enjoyable and meaningful viewing, and that endeavours to bring more peace and nobility to the world be blessed everywhere.
Brazil grants amnesty to immigrants. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has signed into a law bill that had been passed by Congress, granting legal status to tens of thousands of previously undocumented immigrants, many from neighboring countries in Latin America. At the signing ceremony, the president was attired in the traditional clothes of Bolivia and Paraguay to honor the home countries of many of Brazil's immigrants. He stated, "With this ceremony, we're thanking all the immigrants who helped and are continuing to help build our country." The new law gives 2-year provisional residency to undocumented foreigners who entered the country prior to February 2009, which can then be made permanent. These same residents can work legally as well as receive public education and health care. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellency and Brazil. We can't wait to see nations across the globe sharing such a compassionate and clear vision for a better world.
Save Our Planet, Ancient Plant Extinctions Came from Global Warming. A report recently published in the journal Science details findings that the loss of up to 80% of plants' biodiversity in Greenland 200 million years ago occurred at lower levels of greenhouse gases causing climate change at that time. This collaborative effort of international scientists from University College Dublin in Ireland, the Smithsonian Institute in Washington DC, USA, and Oxford University in the UK concluded that the public must seriously consider the current atmospheric warming before history repeats itself and small increases in greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide lead to massive and sudden collapses in biodiversity.
Lead researcher Dr. McElwain from University College Dublin cautioned, "If we continue with the current intensive use of fossil fuel energy, some estimates calculate that carbon dioxide levels in the Earth's atmosphere will reach 900 parts per million by the year 2100. This is exactly the same levels at which our study identified the mass biodiversity collapse in ancient Greenland."
International researchers, many thanks for your valued work in studying our planet's climate history. May your insightful findings be the catalyst of change in our call to action for the sake of planetary sustainability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often caringly warned of the effects of human activities on global warming, as in the following excerpt from an October 2008 video conference in Thailand.
"What is in the atmosphere if we not continue the way we are living our life right now? And we will not continue to overload the atmosphere, then it will decrease with time. Maybe long time, but it will decrease. And what important is not to create any more, or not so overwhelmingly, that nature cannot handle. Nature can help to absorb some of the carbon dioxide, but we overload nature. So we have problem right now, and we continue to have problem if we are not doing anything to prevent further destruction of the planet. And any new technology takes so long to develop and to be in the market. The best solution, the quickest, the most benevolent, that can change everything from black to white immediately is the vegetarian diet, because compassion begets compassion."
Save Our Planet, European Union assists Romania in protecting the environment. As one of 11 major environmental projects, the European Commission just approved €189 million for upgrading the water infrastructure in Brașov County, Romania, which will benefit over 511,000 residents in 14 towns. With an overall budget of €3.2 billion, the European Commission has so far committed €1.1 billion for restorative projects in the country. Our sincere appreciation, European Commission, and heaven bless your generous support of both Romanian citizens and the environment. Wishing the beautiful people of Romania a flourishing land of health and beauty.
Save Our Planet, Climate Change, A Case of Shrinking Sheep. Researchers in the United Kingdom have discovered that wild Soay sheep on Scotland's island of Hirta are now a full 5% smaller than they were in 1985. While evolution normally tends towards larger sheep that can endure the cold winters, global warming has led to smaller sheep that can better survive and bear young. Professor Tim Coulson of Imperial College London said that the findings of this research complement previous studies that showed how climate change could influence population size. Professor Coulson and Imperial College London, our gratitude for this insightful finding on how climate change is making noticeable changes to everything around us. May we heed to call to halt this trend by being responsible stewards in caring for the planet.
Save Our Planet. The US Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, announces new fuel and engine standards for ocean ships that will curb air pollution and protect coastal regions.
Save Our Planet, an initiative led by Imperial College London in the UK, seeks to improve air quality management using sensors that measure traffic pollutants and transmit the data via a mobile phone network to a central database.
Save Our Planet, the Marine Mammal Center in California, USA, is expanding its facilities to accommodate an increasing number of weak and malnourished sea lions, along with dedicating research to such global warming effects as ocean acidity, which are seen as causing the animals' decline.
Hi, I am Buna the Falawella, a vegan, and I have a tip to share with you on eco-friendly entertainment. Please consider getting your music and movies from the internet. CDs and DVDs are made with petroleum-based polycarbonate plastic, and much of the packaging is also a type of plastic. By legally downloading from sites which offer songs and cinematic films, we can help save on the use of fossil fuels. In addition, it is a way to reduce what we need to recycle, which in turn lowers our carbon footprint. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving our planet. Now to see the weather in some cities around the world.
In world news, the Organization of Islamic Conference, or OIC, will construct villages in Sudan. The Secretary General of OIC, Dr. Ekmeleddin Issanoglu, announced that the intergovernmental group headquartered in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, would invest $485 million to build 120 villages in the Darfur area of Western Sudan. Our sincere appreciation, Organization of Islamic Conference, for your generous support of humanitarian assistance to Sudan. May Allah bless all those in Darfur with safe homes and peaceful futures.
In environmental news, tea manufacturer Lipton partners with National Geographic to create a sustainability website. The microsite provides details of the origins of the company's teas, as well as sustainable and social aspects of tea farming. Lipton also plans to have all its teas Rainforest Alliance certified by 2015. Kudos Lipton and National Geographic for highlighting the importance of green production methods and lifestyles. May we all soon adopt earth-friendly ways to ensure a viable future for our precious planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, Norwegian Parliament members vote a resounding yes for the well-being of animals. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. More brightening news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, celebrating news for a jubilant world. In animal welfare news, Norway votes for new law to expand its protection of animals. Almost all members of the Norwegian Parliament voted in favour of the Animal Welfare Act. Its goals concern the safeguarding of animals as well as ensuring their happiness. The Act declares that animals have an inherent value and that their well-being must be a priority. Our thankfulness, Norway, for your outstanding support of our fantastic co-inhabitants. May the God-given lives of our lovely animal friends be respected and honoured.
Let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Two-Hand Typing.
The boss came into the office and found his secretary typing with two hands. The right on one machine and the left on another typing machine. He asked her what she's doing. She said, I have forgotten to buy the carbon paper.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
أشكر كبيرة المعلمات تشينغهاي على اهتمامها بالقضية الفلسطينية والثقافة الفلسطينية. لقد تركت أيضا في نفسي أثرا كبيرا على اهتمامها بفلسطين. وأنا الآن سعيد جدا لأني وجدت أصدقاء لي يتحدثون عن فلسطين وأرجو أن توصلي لكبيرة المعلمات شينغهاي سلامي وشكري لها مني ومن عائلتي ومن كل فلسطيني وأن تقولي لها نحن نصلي من أجل أن يعم السلام فلسطين عزيم
Amiable Aziz, we are honored to send your message to Supreme Master Qinghai. Indeed, it was Supreme Master Qinghai who has lovingly instructed us to present the richness of the Palestinian culture to the world. May Earth very soon be a planet of lasting peace and brotherly love. In Allah's grace for a new era of mutual respect among all co-inhabitants.
Supreme Master Qinghai has specially replied to you.
Loving Aziz, thank you for your touching note. Wish we could do more to remind everyone of our divine sameness and to alleviate the untold suffering of all humanity. May heaven have mercy on us and light our way out of darkness and sorrow. I pray with you, with all my love to you and your people. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Oluwa Abuku Yi, which is God bless in Yoruba.
May celestial music elevate your heart and soul. We'll see you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority donates funds to sponsor nearly 950 orphans in Mauritania.
US-based software corporation Microsoft announces it will donate 8 meals to Feeding America for each version of Internet Explorer 8 downloaded between now and August 8.
UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon meets in Myanmar with Senior General Thanh Sri to urge for the release of democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi and discuss the country's upcoming elections.
Former British National Health Service employee Rachel Niblock creates a healthy chocolate bar from nibs of the nutrient-rich raw cacao, which she says can be consumed by diabetics and vegans alike.
Georgia and Russia hold constructive talks, creating basic rules of engagement in which both agree to refrain from using force in any future interactions.
Ruth Frith, a 99-year-old grandmother from Brisbane, Australia, is training to compete in 5 athletic events at the World Masters Games in Sydney, which seeks to encourage people of all ages to participate.
2 London, UK hospitals report high rates of success with an experimental treatment that uses sound waves to treat early-stage prostate cancer.
Jamaica's National Youth Service announces it has allocated over $500,000 for some 5,000 students to work in public and private corporations as part of an annual summer employment program.
British Canadian Inda Bedi, founder of the vegan handbag company Matt & Nat, commits a dollar to charity for every bag sold and also donates through such projects as serving vegetarian meals to the homeless.
Saudi Arabia donates funds and materials valued at over $1 million to Yemen to help in the control of epidemic diseases such as malaria and swine flu.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.